always gotta keep my praise unique. Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabakta, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da, Shabakta, we yada da, we yada da.
Yo, what's up? It's your boy Don Christian.
And your saving DJ Kingdom 7.
That's right, man. Kingdom, every time you say something, I always forget. I'm the warrior, Don Christian. You know, cats be looking at me and like, man, he's not no boy no more. And I be like, yeah, you know what it is, man. And we are joined in studio with the homie Velvet, man. How you doing, Vel?
Man, I'm blessed and less stressed, bro.
That's what's up, man. So we excited that he's in here with us, man. We gonna get it in. We gonna share a lot. Today's topic is gonna be on consistency. I was chopping it up with Vel, man, and I was like, man, we were actually talking about it in the car about at least, you know, working out. You know what I'm saying? Making sure we stay consistent. Right. You know, a lot of us go in the gym every blue moon. And that blue moon ain't gonna help you out, man. So we actually put that in the spiritual sense. Kingdom, what you think about that, man? Consistency, what you think?
Yeah, we need it in today's world, man. Consistency. That's even in life experiences and everything. Consistency is the key.
That's right, man. And you see Vel in the chat room said consistency is the key to a good end result, man. And
yes,
we're going to talk about how he's been consistent in pursuing his music career, his music ministry, and everything that God has been placed in front of him. So we're going to get it in with him. He's going to share his testimony.
Yes,
and,
sir.
Man, we just excited to be back. I always say I'm excited because I am. You know what I'm saying? That's how we are here at Yacht of the King Radio, man. Just excited about what God is doing. There's a lot of different avenues opening up, doors opening up, man. And we just give God all the glory and the praise. We don't take no credit because it belongs to him. And that's really what it's all about. If you one of the artists that are saying, hey, man, I got some music. It's banging. Because if it ain't banging, I don't bang it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it got to be banging music. Send it to music@yattatheking.com. We can get you in rotation. There's a lot of artists that we have that sent some music. Be patient. I'm just going to check it out. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, if it's banging, I'm going to bang it. If it ain't, it's AWOL. So we just excited about that. And look, this is what I'm going to do, man. I got to big up the homie, my dude Victory, man. I've been chopping it up. He's actually in the background. You can see his album, Birth of the Legacy, at the top in Christian charts, man. You guys want to go pick that album up. It will get you amped. And he's got this track on there called I'ma Get It from the new album. Let's check it out. Victory, I'ma Get It. Let's go.
As a man thinketh, so is he. It's no Vic. I am ready. Let's go. Yeah, I keep telling myself. Yeah, I keep telling myself. Yeah, I keep telling myself. I'm back for the keys, man. You ain't gotta love it, but you watching like I'm C-SPAN. No more taking prisoners, unleash this inner beast, man. Stepping on this enemy won't dirty up my east, man. Hate on me, why? If you want a war, we can do it in this guy. And this came for the win, I here to get by. Gotta get it all every day, I'm a trap. I'm a game for the game, never sitting on the side. See me one time and you know that I'm a ride. You never the king, rep Christ till I die. Even when I die, still rep in the sky. Hey, pray for my homies that done turned away and left me alone. Now I'm relying on my own two to get me home. Thankful to God through the storm, you kept me strong. That's why I rap on every song that you get me on. The way I move probably doesn't seem logical, but I'm just here to show you anything is possible. With just your faith and the heart to face your obstacles. Life is in the tongue, say this from your domino.
They will always say what you can and cannot do. And look at the naysayers and remember that it's just motivation.
I keep telling myself. Waiting on the Father, lay my eyes on his facial. If I can meet the Maker, what's in this world I can't do? Never mind talkers, cause when you grind, they hate you. Try to grab you up, probably bind and sedate you. And I just won't stop, lean on the King, everything I'm not. Focus on me, let him raise my stock. You can do anything, stop thinking in the box. The house won't fall when you build on the rock. If the money won't come, gotta use what you got. And it's time that the body recognize who we are. We were made for the war, gotta move to the top. Hey, I'm going stadium, the vision on the biggest screen. But old man stepping to me like remember me. I draw my weapon and commence on my killing spree. It's
only through him. I live and have my being.
Transformed, ain't no weapon prospering. Yep. Opposite of the norm, light is what I'm rocking with. Path been laid out, all I do is follow it. Try to walk upright like a runway model chick. Different trial, same stance. Immovable is what I be. Jesus is the reason why this heathen got a new ID. I'm living a good life, you can never ruin it. Shout out to my lifers who be really out here doing
Lego.
It.
Stay in this word gap, truth is what I'm about. See, like fifth grade dodgeball. Who's could never out? Cam Newton on them, I'll be everywhere to scout. Under his armor, I am his mouth. He's speaking what he say and doing what he do. How can you disagree when all you see is proof?
Yeah,
that he moves through a dude like me. Off top, bruh, this is what it be.
I said I'm ready for whatever comes to me. You know I'm gonna fight. Yes, I'm about to battle me. I said I'm already here, bruh. So go ahead.
I've been prepped.
What you do?
Wait on him.
Patience.
And then step.
Yeah.
His character definitely precedes his rep.
It does.
Hands down. He the best.
Who are you?
And I'm his heir. Obstacles don't frighten me, but righteously entice me to be like the one defining me. Guiding me. Internal GPS. How we navigate my life. No. When to play it cooler, get it popping on sight.
Yeah, buddy.
Sling it like David. Peter with the sword. If them boys misbehaving. Disrespect the king, then I go west craving. Turn your life into a nightmare. No playing.
No play.
My bad. That's the old me flaring up. Forgot for a second. We do not wrestle with flesh and blood. The knowledge he kicks is insane. Like to live is Christ and to die is gain.
So I'm ready for whatever. Whatever comes to me, you know I'm gonna fight. So let the battle ring. I said I'm already here, bro. So go ahead and test me, and you will find out. I'm ready for whatever. 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 So I'm ready for whatever.
You better get out my way.
Here I come, boy.
I'm a freight train.
It's non-stop, boy. So when they talked about me, so when they lied on me,
I just let them know
that they can't ever rush me.
I'm planted like a tree. I'm so rooted. It's wartime, bruh.
I said I'm ready for whatever. Yeah. Whatever comes to me, you know I'm gonna fight. Yeah. So let the battle win. I said I'm already here, bruh. So go ahead. I'm ready for whatever. I'm ready for whatever.
going on, world? It's your boy Jeeta, and I just want to let you guys know that my new album, The Final Call, is in stores now. That's right, it's in stores now. It features the singles Burning Up, You Are, and Murder It, featuring K-Drama and Cambino. The Final Call, available at all your online retailers. Will you answer the call?
Him Diesel Records presents Zerubbabel's new album, Pilgrim Perspective, available June 14th, featuring Michelle Bonilla, Chris Lee Cobbins, D-Mob, J. Reed, Survivor, and Result. Available at all Christian bookstores, all digital outlets, and pre-order now at ZerubBministries.com. Zerub asks, what's your perspective on life?
And we all up in your city trying to share what we got.
Available June 14th, Zerubbabel's Pilgrim Perspective.
VelvetMusic.com. What's good, y'all? This your dude, Velvet. It's the new EP, Dream Big, featuring Inez Carter.
Keep dreaming on, dreamer, keep dreaming on.
Tracks like Money Don't Save, featuring William Dill.
As long as she fly.
Online at VelvetMusic.com. VELVETT Music.com. Download this EP right now. Dream big, y'all. Deuces.
MarteMusic.com releases Marte's debut album, Game Over, with heartfelt tracks like Hello Beauty.
Tried to find you in my image, this can't be true. You're deeper than what I see.
And Lullaby. Featuring K-Drama, Jazz, Brinson, Keisha Dream, and more. Available at iTunes, Amazon, and Rhapsody. So since it's game over, seek the king. MarteMusic.com.
Hey, this is Watchmen, Dying Star Entertainment in the building. Right now you're listening to Yada the King Radio, the best for all your Christian hip-hop needs. You heard? Keep it locked.
Ready for Whatever, that was the homie Transparent, featuring Black Knight, producer. Only 18, man, but he's singing and all that, man. Keep on doing what you're doing. I got the homie Kingdom 7 with me, and Kingdom, we got Velvet, man. Go ahead and handle this.
Yay. What's up, Vel, man? How you doing today? You know, DJ Kingdom 7 here on Yada the King Radio. Man, this is a part of the segment of the show that we get it in with you. We chop it up, letting you see how we do things as well as you. So what we want to know is your testimony. How did you come to Christ? What's going on with you? Let's get it in. What's up?
Oh man, I try to keep it short, man. I was involved in music in the world, man. I've been writing rap songs basically since I was 12, going on 13, performing in 21 and over clubs at age 15, and I mean quite frequently too, just about every single weekend, performing in 21 and over clubs, man. Opened up for national artists, you know, things were going good, so it appeared, and I was just still feeling empty on the inside. However, you know, I didn't know how to get a hold of what it was that was void in my life, man. So, you know, just got involved more and more and more in the world, doing the wrong things, you know, hanging with the wrong crowds, you know, just all that kind of stuff, man. And lo and behold, bro, you know, when I was 20, I started working at this vocational college, bro. And I, for the first time in my life, I seen a young black saved brother. Like, I couldn't figure it out. Like, what was his deal, you know? But there was a different kind of glow in his eyes and a different kind of demeanor he had. So I couldn't figure that out, man. And, you know, once I started where he was working there at the time, I interviewed, got out my interview, said what's up to him, da-da-da-da-da, went on my own way. And the very next day, came back to work and just started chopping it up with dude. And he started telling me about, you know, where he's at and, you know, what, you know, trying to, you know, basically just getting to know me and, you know, that kind of deal. And he just told me about the Lord, man. And, you know, I avoided it for a little while, you know, try to duck and dodge, you know, wasn't trying to take that responsibility as of yet. But, you know, long story short, man, I came to the Lord just a few months later. I got baptized, man, in the name of the Lord a few months later. And I rebelled a little bit after that, man, for about a year. And, you know, God sure enough humbled me because he asked me a question before I rebelled, at the very beginning of the time I rebelled, man. He asked me a question. He said, would you give up your music for me? And I, you know, many people would just go ahead and say, yeah, but I came front, bro. I said, no. You know what I mean? I was like, nah, man, you know, because it was newfound, you know what I mean? I'm like, man, you know, what you, you know, you touched my life. This is a sweet feeling. This is a good feeling. But man, I can't front, man. I don't want to give up the music yet. And so it took a year. He humbled me, man. I lost everything, bro. And next thing you know, I ran back into my boy who led me to the Lord the first place. And he just told me, come on back to church, man. And I started going in, man. God filled me with the Holy Ghost, man, a little bit after that, early part of October 2001. And ever since then, man, I've just been faithful in the same ministry, bro. Ever since then, just been staying with it, man.
Now, that's what's up, man. So with the testimony, usually we like to just share that, man. But what has God been really growing you up as of late in your walk with him? You know what I'm saying? I always say this, man. Our testimony is something that is continuing to be built.
Right.
So what are some things God is even showing you to this day, man?
Besides
consistency.
Right. No, one big message that he's really been ministering to me lately, man, is love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your mind, with all your soul, with all your strength, with everything you got, basically. You know, even with your body, as the Bible says, present yourselves a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service, And so, he's really been dealing with me on just drawing near to him, loving him, Not just saying I love him, but really loving him. Not just doing the things that would signify that I love him, but really, really loving him. And what I mean by that is being faithful in prayer, staying there,
Yeah.
Not just praying for a good 5 minutes and I'm out, I feel like I got a word from the Lord. Nah, man, like really spending some time in prayer, really spending some time in the word, man, just staying with God, bro. So that's the thing he's really been ministering to me about lately, man.
Well, that's what's up, man. So we getting it in with the homie Velvet. Just heard his testimony, man, just like some of us. We were running from God. All of us was running from God at one point in our life. But what are some things, Vail, that you would say that made you have to stop running, man?
What are some things that made me stop running? Boy, when I seen that there was no place to run to. You know what I mean? Like,
that's good.
I couldn't go back because there wasn't nothing back there anymore. I thought about it, multiple times. I done seen some of my partners, but man, they're so involved with things that I'm no longer interested in. I don't have a taste for those things anymore. So I stopped running, stopped trying to run back. I stopped trying to run to the left or to the right, compromising and so forth, simply because, man, it only means that I'm going backwards. You know, yeah. It only means that I'm adding more things onto my life to hinder me from moving forward. So I just made it up in my mind to just keep going forward. If I slip, if I stumble, if I fall, get up and just keep moving forward. So ever since then, man, I became more hungry and thirsty for what's ahead of me, more for his righteousness, more for his kingdom, more for his presence, more for eternal life, just dwelling with him in all eternity, bro.
Okay, so that's what's up. So you got the mindset that was like, man, I'm going to lose going this way, so I need to get with Christ and Will K. So we will win, right?
Man, basically, bro, we will win. It requires perseverance, man. You got to dream this thing big.
All right, we're going to go into this track. Anything you want to say about it, man?
Man, at the end of the day, just know that we will win in the end.
All right, check it out. Yada the King. Let's go.
This is how the end's going to be. We will win. They can doubt it if they wanna, but they all gon' see. When they knees hit the ground, every mouth gon' speak. This is how the end's gon' be. We will win. No matter what the world try to bring against me, I will never bend. I'm standing till the end. We will win. The cross of a God who is greater than
golly this and golly that, be golly everywhere I go. A copy this and copy that, he got me everywhere I go. I'm on that power trip, Lord my God, my King, my God, he everywhere. Sovereign, yeah, he's ruling here and ruling over there. Even on that battlefield, yeah, I used to play that field. Ain't for no babies, no babies that are rocking, babies. A soldier in the kingdom, go regardless how your homies feel, I'm in it till I'm finished. Cause it's real deal on this holy field. Ain't no turning back, nah. Serve them till he stops us, bringing Jesus to the forefront. Like, glad to meet you, doctor. I'm empowered now. Booming like I'm diesel, breaking glass. Ain't no sweat to Ollie, you bit. I can shoot or make a pass. See, Paul had said it when I read it. It took everything I had. To live is Christ, to die is gain. So therefore, God is all I have. I serve him till I'm out of here. Haters looking mad. I'm in the air like LeBron. I swear they staring at my cap. Trying to get me off my game. Said it's Gatorade, but it's Haterade. I recognize the name. See them H's on their chest. I got J all over mine. You call it luck, we call it fate. The way we win is so divine. Tread on golden streets, warriors. City calls us boppers. We protect our bros and serve our foes. League knows us as coppers. Hey, you would think we rockers. Hey, the way that stadium sound that day. Gotta get it till it's gone. Showing this world how to rock its way. Different by the way we live. Some sell dope, we give hope. Some try to sell hope, never make enough though. Counterfeit holding is denied you the hope. So we go harder. Show love and light and darkness. Every pen stroke is truth. We'll go forward regardless. On the journey, met technicians on the court. Operating like machines. Fool, you're checking on the court. Bringing game to the league. Yeah, we own in the ball. Sing them teams like Hornets. They think we got Chris Paul.
No matter what the world's trying to bring against me, I will never be. I'm standing till the end. We will win. With the of a God who is greater than anything that has ever been. And as long as we're with him, we will win.
Be one of us, be one with us. They trying to recruit me off the team. Promising big dreams and big rings, all types of fancy things. Call the dentistry, it's obvious they lying to their teeth. Stuttering, can't tell it right, just lying when they speak. My coach is awesome, omnipotent, author of the faith. Your coach is fibbing to you. Our coach is the father of the faith. We are Christians, we ain't switching, we go harder, not at all. Mike Vick, it paid his debt, but still you fighting with your dogs. Man, I rep my coach, Jesus Christ, and our team's the truth. And our chemistry is hot, so much momentum like we hooping. Always praying what we say, and media won't fail to mention this. Playbook inconspicuous, final reward ridiculous. Why we go the distance, binding truth around our neck. Trailblazing through the nations like B-Roy around the net. Go insane when we ball, taking off like Howard do it. Critics say their faith is magic, only Superman can do it.
Yo, you know everybody trying to
be like somebody else. But ain't nobody
trying to be like me.
Who am I?
See, I'm the most high call. I dwell outside of time. I sit lit, there be light, sat back and watch this shine. Amen, in my image, to be a child of mine. I did it all in 6 days, yeah, I'm by my grind. You don't wanna feel my wrath, so don't you ever tempt me. Look inside of Macamara, check the records of your history. I'm the king of all kings, president of presidents, judge of all judges, never had to have a lynch. Yeah, these rappers make me beaming, trying to steal my shine. They would die as mere men, they would never be divine. When I say to get like me, it means to be holy. That means to love my son and to give him all the glory. Cause I'm the alpha and author, and also your father, and your mega, and the finisher of all that was started. Ain't nothing came before me, and none will come after. I'm supreme Elohim, I'm the king.
Bouncing, you can hear what you heard on the street. And it really don't matter what you seen on TV. I'm the most holy, I'm the G-O-D. And the rest of them boys ain't got nothing on me. So you should get like me.
Trumpet blow like John Philip Sousa. I'm not Lil Wayne, but you can call me Junior. My water is alive, I don't ever have to scoop her. Insane click, I mean we stay 12 deep. You can catch me at the Brooklyn, probably walking through the streets. I be bragging on my dad, every city that I reach. I am G-O-D, just because I'm me. Call wine and not a soul got drunk. You can catch me in the hood with the thugs and the goons. I've been gone for a minute, but I'm coming back soon. You can call me Jesus or Adam number two. I know it's hard to understand, but understand that I'm the truth. I'm the hottest thing walking, I can make it fireproof. Resurrected from the cross in 3 days like a
coon. I don't need to hear what you heard on the street, and it really don't matter what you see on TV. I'm the most holy, I'm the G-O-D. And the rest of them boys ain't got nothing on me. So you should get like me, like me, like me. You get like me, like me, like me. You get like me, like me, like me. You get like me, like me, like me.
Yo, ain't another spirit out there that's as holy as me. Yo, you should get like me,
get like me.
Hey, yo, I'm fighting wars in the spirit that you can't even see. Yo, you should get like me, hey. And if you wanna, you gotta let me lead. You can't lead yourself, homeboy, you're not me. Try to intercede, you gotta pray by me. Understand the spirit's willing, but your flesh stay weak. So I'm giving you power, dunamis for new life. Raising men from the dead, yeah, just like I raised Christ. I, boy, I'm bad, but I'm so good. I don't like to brag, they wishing that I would. Now I'm giving glory to God, I'm giving glory to Christ. He's pointing men to me, unity. And three, but we be is one. So get it in your head, put it on repeat. You should get like me.
Hear what you heard on the street, and it really don't matter what you see on TV. I'm the most holy, I'm the G-O-D. And the rest of them boys ain't got nothing on me. So you should get like me.
Homie, the Watchman, you know what I'm saying? Song was called Get Like Me, and he ain't talking like himself. He's talking like what God would say to us. So we got to get like God. I got the homie Velvet that's striving every day to be consistent and walking out this thing with God, you know what I'm saying, and following him. Man, let's talk about the music game, man. We know that you've been doing music for a while. Tell us a little bit about how long you've been rapping, man. When did it all first start?
Without saying my age, man, it all started when I was 12, going on 13, writing lyrics. But I was freestyling when I was 7 years old with all my cutties, man.
Yeah.
Just a young dude, just freestyling with my cutties, man, in the backyard in West Seattle, in the Junction, man. Just, you know, with all their friends older than me, and, you know, they was doing it pretty tight, man. Other than that, though, man, just, when I was 12 going on 13, started writing, performing at age 15, I really took a back seat on it when I was like 19 or 20 for a couple or a few years, man, and I just picked it back up when I was like 21 going on 22, something like that.
Yeah.
And I think I was 22 at the time. I really picked it back up, but after that, man, the Lord just slowly but surely built me up, man.
Okay, no,
here
that's
I
what's
am
up.
Today.
Now, I mean, because a lot of people would say, "Hey, okay, you grew up doing this. How did you know that this is not just a hobby, but this is your purpose, man?"
Oh man, when I couldn't escape it, bro, all I could do is every time I laid down, I was thinking about it. Waking up, thinking about it, just it was all in me. That was one thing, but what really caught me, I mean, that and then what really caught me is what the Lord administered to me, man. When I first got saved,
yeah,
he told me some things that made it clear to me that I need to be using what he's given me to be a blessing to other people, you know what I mean? One thing he told me was like, you know, I'm a lighthouse and he's the light. I'm not the light, but he's the light, and many ships shall come in unto me. And so that might, you know, be a little vague for people, but it was at the timing that he ministered it to me.
Yeah.
It was during a shut-in also, you know, we was like a 24-hour shut-in.
Just y'all nothing was getting shut in.
Yeah, man.
I was
locked
going
in.
In
church praying, man, all 24 hours, man. It was, we went hard in the paint. That was our singles department, man. We went hard in the paint, bro. So, yeah, that's what it was, man.
Oh, that's what's up. Did they lock the door at your joint?
Yeah, literally.
They did?
It was shut in, bro. We was locked in there.
Okay.
Praying and worshiping and, you know, in the Bible, just all that, man. It wasn't like your a regular service. It was nothing but us singles and one primary conductor and then all of us just getting it in, bro. It was, man. If you haven't done a shut-in, you need to do a shut-in.
Yeah. No, I mean, we've done all-night prayer and all that. We never really locked the doors. You know what I'm saying? So, it is what it is, man. Hey, but if you locked in, ain't nothing else you can do. You ain't got no other options. So, you better get in that prayer, man.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So,
right.
We talking about, you know what I'm saying, just your music, your ministry. You got a project that you're working on as we even speak.
Right.
And I know this because I work a lot with you, man.
Yes, sir.
As far as doing the music, man. And tell us a little bit about this next project that you got coming out, man.
It's a promotional album, man. I just really want to get something out there for everybody's ears. It's entitled Dream Big. Just really encouraging people not to, you know, if God is giving you a vision or a dream, you know, don't look at it as it's something small or insignificant, but you know, enlarge it. You know, if you're asking the Lord to enlarge your territory, you know, then you got to be able to see a larger territory. You know, just dream it big. And then not just your dreams or what you want to aspire to do or accomplish, but what dreaming big, what it really inspires or motivates within it, within the topic of dream big, it really talks about getting a hold of God's vision, getting a hold of his overall vision. Which is, for those of y'all that don't know, which is us. He would that no man should perish, but all come to eternal life. So his overall vision is winning us, people. Why? Because he loves us. And so really just dreaming his dream big. That's what it really means. If you have a dream, in other words, and you want to, you know, you want to live this thing out, your dream is not big unless it benefits other people.
Dope, man. So I know this ain't your first project.
Nah,
you
no,
came
sir.
Out with your debut collabing with Genuine Life, man. Tell us a little bit about that process and getting the first project out. How has that fueled you to keep on going, man?
Man, even before that first album, which was entitled The Beginning, we did a mixtape called Mixology.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it was definitely nice, man. Then we did The Beginning, man. It fueled me because before I wanted to do an album, I had a dream or a desire to do it, but I just never really hit the studio booth and started recording. I haven't been recording, as a matter of fact, since I was a teenager when I was, you know, in the world.
Wow.
So years later, you know, after being born again and so forth, years later of development, I wanted to put something out there, but I just wasn't really that motivated. And so when I hooked up with Genuine Life, you know, the brothers took me in and said, yo, man, let's work together. Let's put something out there, man, because you got something on the inside of you that'll benefit people. So we put that album out, and it's motivated me to keep going, man. So after that, put out a 3-track single. After that, put out the 6-song EP, Dream Big. And right now, working on the rest of that that album, Dream Big, man. I got so much more.
All right, so with this Dream Big, you already said it's for us to get the same picture as God.
Yeah.
What do you say? I know music isn't the only thing that you feel that you're called to do.
Mm-hmm.
What are some other things that you feel God has gifted you in, man?
Definitely in the gift of gab, if you ain't caught that yet, you know. Just go back on this interview. You'll hear me talking a lot. the gift of gab, man, really talking like public announcement, man. I've done things like hosting the ITM show. I've hosted other events. I've done, like, professionally, like business-wise, when I had my own home-based business, I've done presentations in front of audiences of people. So I'm very good at talking in front of those crowds. So I realize that that's a gift. But not only just the talking, but what I'm saying is something meaningful, you know, meaningful. It sticks with you. So,
yeah,
you know, so that's one area of gifting I really believe that the Lord has blessed me and, you know, wants me to utilize to draw more people to his kingdom, man.
No, that's what it is. So he's a talker. You know what I'm saying? When you playing ball with him, he's a talker too. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but I do something with it too.
Nah, I can dig it.
Yeah, you can't just talk. You got to walk too, man.
That's what it's all about. It's about that consistency, man. And we're going to talk about the topic of the day in just a hot second in the next segment. But let's go ahead and talk, man, this new track that you got that we're about to play. Let me see what this song is called. It is called Money Don't Save, man.
Yeah.
Now, a lot of people going to hear this And at first, they're going to be like, what are you talking about, man? So before we go into that, I just want to clear it up. What you talking about? What are you talking about on this song, Money Don't Say?
Man, you know, many of us look for money, you know, just try to get chips. That's basically what it is. Get your money, man. Get your money, man. Get your money, man. You know what I mean? And so in the song, I'm talking about a young lady who got all that. You know, she got her chips. She got her house, fat Navigator car, you know, bank account overflowing. She don't pay tithes. She don't pay taxes. Why? Because she got a business, so she found different avenues to escape some of those things. However, she couldn't escape the tithes. You can't escape that. You know, you got to pay those tithes. However, you know, she was just balling out of control. But, you know, it seems like when we see those type of people, we're hesitant on giving them the truth, telling them about something that will enrich their lives, which is the spirit and presence of Jesus Christ. And so in this song, that's what I'm talking about, is me getting the opportunity to witness to her, to minister to her, let her know, hey, you got all that, that's great, but let's be real about it, sweetheart, you're missing something, and I know just what you need. So that's what this song is about. I'm out to get her, out to get her the gospel and get her the truth so that she can come to the Lord. So I'm out to get her, snatch her up out of the world. The kingdom of God suffereth violence, but the violent take it by force.
That's what's up, man. Who featured on this track, man?
William Demps, my dude, all the way up here in Seattle, man.
So let's do this. Let's hop into that track.
Yes, sir.
On Yacht of the King Radio. Don't go nowhere. Money don't say.
Open your heart, open your ears.
I'm out to get her, out to get her, out to get her. I'm out to get her, got to get her, got to get her. I'm out to get her,
we can't hold back this gospel, man. It's too sweet.
I'm too solid, it's too strong.
Life where everybody sees her. Money's her savior. Making in the people. Screaming, I don't pay tithes. Barely pay Caesar. Slim and shady. Initials are Eminem. She don't have friends unless the friends got Benjamin. Fat chance dating her. Won't get play. She say, I ain't Dutch if I'm going UK. She park a Navigator by a three story house. Got a gold grill in her eye while I'm out. Kidding, but she do live lavish. Ain't nothing wrong with that except the soul. Always catch you flossing at the basketball games. VIP party, A-list is a name. She say without me, the world is just funny. Cause everybody want me like I came from money.
Shorty wanna rock and roll,
hey.
As long as she fly, she's okay, all the fellas say,
hey. I met her at Safeway, picking up groceries, jewelry glistening. We greased all the police, waiting in the long line of friendly. So I spoke to her, shared my testimony. Her two eyes rolled to him, wow, she cold. But I just kept talking, told her Jesus loves her, and baby started walking. Seen her days later, passed by the cleaners, smiled and I waved, but her face got meaner. Said, wait, boo, I'm just waving cause I seen ya. Why your face cringe like you ate a jalapeno? Laughed and we loosened up. She been searching, when we turn walking. Life has been hard on her, friendships are hazardous. Money bought her much, but it didn't buy her happiness.
Shorty wanna rock and roll,
hey.
As long as she fly, she's
Simon Peter answered and said, Thou art the Christ, thou art the Christ, thou art the Christ, thou art the Son of the living God. Thou art the Christ, 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 thou art the Christ.
Now how you hold the sign on the corner saying God hate gays and expect they gon' step in the church and get saved? Or better yet, how we believe in real Christians rock hate propaganda on picket signs and wristbands that leave a taste in my mouth like rotten fruit, cause the Jesus of the Bible laid dinner with the prostitutes. Folks saying he a crush or a legend, they only use his name when they be cursing and stressing. Man, I confess it on boy, I done the same. They say it's an expression, others say it's used in vain. But if it is, yeah, we need it like an IV. 30 cc's to the truth will make the blind see. The picture blurry, let me clear it up like Visine. I'm here to shine light in the dark, my flow's as high beams. It all depends on what you call on a fan. Was Christ just a good teacher, was he God or a man?
Thou art the Christ, 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 thou art the Christ.
Yo, you gotta call him something, but you can't call him nothing.
Thou art the Christ, 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 thou art Son of the living God.
You gotta be the most misunderstood, most misquoted, Fox News commentated, right wing voted, blonde hair, blue eyed, misillustrated, in every artistic depiction that's been created. Misrepresented by many who claim his name, rejected by religious folk for going against the grain. One call him prophet, other call him a savior, but some call him savior just to profit off the paper. Some say political, the holy man. Some say he was God, others only man. But one say he perfect, others say he a sinner. They claim he sat down with kind men to eat dinner. And what kind of spiritual leader would do that? I guess the type to meet people right where they at, man. It all depends on what you calling a fan. Was Christ just a good teacher? Was he God or a man?
Thou art the Christ, 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 thou art the Christ.
Yo, you gotta call him something, but you can't call him nothing.
Thou art the Christ, 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 thou art Son of the
okay,
living
man.
God. Christ.
1,000 years before the birth of Christ, ancient prophecies record the details of his life. Let's start first with this family tree. See, it was prophesied there in Jeremiah 23. The he be a descendant of King David. Bloodline matches, y'all can check it, he made it. Moving right along there to Psalm 22. The Bible says his hands and his feet get pierced through. The next prophecy was recorded by Zechariah about the blood money given for the life of the Messiah. 30 silver coins, the exact amount. It's written 500 years before we got sold out. Now I can keep going, but I'm pressed for time. I couldn't fit 300 other prophecies in my rhymes. Secular historians have verified his light, and one living during his time spoke high to Christ. His name was Josephus, he validated Jesus, his life, death, resurrection, miracles, and teachings. But what compels me more to believe is the fact that his disciples died alone in the streets. See, I truly doubt if what they preached was a lie, that everyone except Judas be willing to die. And 500 eyewitnesses said they saw him risen. It only take one though to send your butt to prison. So if Christ is who he says he is, and he rose all up out of the grave, then you and I really need to call the man who he truly is, the only name by which men are saved. Let's shout it out.
Thou art the Christ, 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 thou art the Christ.
Fidelity Music presents Fidel's newest album, Club David, featuring K Drum, Cam, Mouthpiece, Corey Paul, Cambino, and Sean Johnson. Available now. Available at FidelMusic.com, iTunes, Amazon, and more. And the theme single, Club David.
We in the club with David.
Now available at FidelMusic.com, Club David. Join the club. See Rob's new album, Crystals Meth, about God's deliverance and him giving her the kingdom perspective. Available at iTunes and c-robmusic.com. Check the single out, Shift.
Shift to another level.
And God is active.
Tools up, shoes up, walking how he say to. Never settle for your level, cause I am not made to. I just keep it pushing.
Available now. See Rob's Crystals Method.
Hey yo. Hey yo, what's up?
Yo, what's up?
What?
Christian hip hop has emerged.
Hello.
Please define what is hip hop.
Yo.
The real hip hop.
Ladies and gentlemen,
get ready.
Has emerged.
What you waiting for? Let's go.
SunderSouth.com, the online source for all the hip hop.
This is the one.
CD reviews, the latest news, and your very own community profile. Who are you? SunderSouth.com, where you can shop the hip hop music store with free music downloads.
There's free music.
Listen to Christian Hip Hop Radio.
Watch videos on the TV network.
And more.
And more. And more.
At the South. At the South.com.
The South.com.
You know who it is?
The South.com. The life in hip hop.
California.
West Coast Rapper.
West Coast Fire is now online.
Videos 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You feel me?
Video chat rooms,
online community,
and most of all,
yo, turn it up.
Jesus,
yeah.
Log on to westcoastfire.com now.
Streaming online at
westcoastfire.com. The dopest music resource on the West Coast.
West Coast Fire.com.
What up, what up? It's your boy Chris Cersei, and you are now tuned in to my man Don Christian right here on Yacht of the King Radio. Make sure you keep it locked.
I had to spin a lot of the cats from the West Coast real quick. Not that I'm biased or nothing like that. That's just where I'm from, okay? That was the homie Voice, Thou Art the Christ. Cool brother, man. Check out that interview. So, Vail, man, look, we gonna talk, man, consistency, man.
Yeah.
And when you first... Me and you was in the ride talking about hitting the weights.
Right.
And consistency, man. How important is it to actually lift weights on a consistent basis? Is it gonna be cool if you lift weights every other week? You know what I'm saying? How is it important, even in just physical training, to be consistent?
Man, if you know, just with weights, man, if you don't and I'm not saying this like I'm a you know, physical trainer or anything like that, but if you don't do something like exercising your body, exercising your muscles on a consistent basis, then you know your muscles can eventually develop apathy, and or you know it's just like the compounded effect. One McDonald's cheeseburger ain't gonna do you no wrong right now, but if you eat it tomorrow, will it do you wrong? Probably not. What about the next day? Nah, probably not. But if you keep doing it over and over and over and over and over and over and over again, that compounded effect causes you to be unhealthy. Well, it's the same principle when it comes to working out or lifting weights or whatever the case is, exercise, period. Not just lifting weights, but just exercising. You know, you develop over that compounded effect, you develop that the strength or the energy that you need to do what it is that you need to do on a daily basis. So the same thing applies in every area of life, bro.
Yeah. So let's talk about some other areas of life with consistency. How important is it that we are consistent? And what are we supposed to be consistent in with this walk with God?
For starters, be consistent in prayer. Also be consistent in reading and studying your Bible, the Holy Bible. I personally recommend the King James Version. If you get other versions, that's great. Go with those as well. But, you know, King James Version is considered one of the best study Bibles, period.
Right.
You know, but then another thing, which I noticed that a lot of quote-unquote Christian or gospel artists, music artists, they lack in this area, and there's no way to judgment. But I noticed that they do this. I would say you need to also be consistent at your church and the ministry that, you know, and being planted in a ministry, you know. Yeah, that's what happens if you ain't consistent. You know, you fall off, man. You know, you definitely want to be consistent at church, in a ministry where you're planted in, where you're serving in, you know, in a solid one, you know, one that's teaching the Bible and that's teaching holiness.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
How important is that, do you think? Do you think not going to church, because there's a lot of people that say, hey man, I am the church, I don't gotta go to the building, there's a whole bunch of drama there, so I don't need to go to church. We actually had a whole topic on should I go to church,
right?
You know what I'm saying? And how important do you feel it is for us to be consistent in going to a church? And I'm even taking a step further, being consistent and going to the same church. Because a lot of people, something happens in their walk, they go, they just, oh, let me go to this church. So now there's no accountability.
Right.
The same stuff keeps happening. Let me go to this church. But how important is it to be consistently under a pastor that's going to really build you up in God?
Man, I had to break out the Bible on this one, bro.
Hey, you good, brother. Just, hey, bring that out.
Yes, sir. Can I keep it real? Can I keep it real? Hey, real talk, though, man. It's that, you know, the Bible puts it this way. It says, forsake not the, Paul said this. He said, forsake not the assembling of yourselves as some are in the habit of doing. So let me simplify it.
As some are in the habit of doing. Even yes. Paul was like, some cast is not even, go ahead though. I'm going to let you break it down because this is your time.
But I mean, even look at Jesus, you know, yeah. It said like he was found in the synagogues as was his custom. Like even Jesus was at church consistently.
Wow.
Boy, so if you ain't at church,
glory, hallelujah.
Right. Like, man, you missing, yo. If you ain't at church, man. Jesus, yeah. The one you say you serve, you say you his body, you say you the church. Man, the church is at church, bro. And I'm not talking about the building. I'm talking about the assembling of the saints, the body.
Yeah.
You know, but as I break open this word, listen to what King David said, man, in Psalm 133. I'm gonna help somebody here. I feel a priest coming on.
Preacher.
Yeah, no, but real talk, it's just three small verses. Psalm 133. Behold, how good and pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard that went down to the skirts of his garments. Now check this part out, verse 3. As the dew of Hermon, and as the dew that descended upon the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord commanded the blessing, even life forevermore. Wow.
Yeah.
And I zip up my Bible after that.
Go ahead, chop it up. Tell them a little bit. For somebody that was like, man, I didn't get it.
All right. Man, really? It's like, if you want the, I mean, there's the blessing. God commands the blessing, even life, even for eternal life. It's right there in dwelling in unity. And if you're not in unity with the saints, how can you say that you have kept the two commandments that Jesus left if you're not even there? Now, you know, and he said, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul, right? With all your strength, with all your body, everything. Every part of you, every fiber of you, love the Lord your God. But the second commandment is just like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. So I understand that at church buildings, you know, and in many multiple congregations, you know, there's conflict. You know what I mean? You're dealing with people, you know, people of different backgrounds, different attitudes, all that kind of stuff. But you got to keep in mind, you wasn't perfect either. So we're all in this thing together to develop.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We're all in this thing together to develop. So that's why, look how Jesus stressed the issue. Forgive. There's no other need to say any other word. He stressed that issue. Forgive.
No, that's good stuff, man. Yeah. So we talking the topic of the day, man. Consistency. What are some other things that we got to be consistent in following, consistent in seeking God in? What are some other areas? Because you said church. I think church is a big thing that a lot of us, unfortunately, have forsaken.
Right. Another area, you know, even if some of you are married out there, be consistent in your relationship, you know, with your spouse. You know, if you all, you know, go out, you know, on dates, you know, you two together on a date, then be consistent and keep that tradition up. You know what I mean? Because it does something for your family. It does something. It really says, wow, my family is doing something consistently.
Yeah.
My family is faithful. My family is always together. There's a sense of unity there. You know, so it does a lot for your household, for your family, for your relationship with your spouse, and even at work. You know, if you're, I mean, you keep showing up at work. It takes consistency to keep showing up at work. You know what I mean?
It takes consistency to keep the job, too.
For real.
You know what I'm saying?
Otherwise, they will not consistently fire you. They just give you one firing notice one time, and you gone. And they say consistent that. You know, but that's what it is, man. You know, it takes consistency in everything you do in every area of your life. You know, but the most important, obviously, is in your relationship with the Lord. Once that is consistent, everything else falls in play.
Yeah, and earlier you talked about being consistent in your word. and being inconsistent in prayer.
Right.
Where do you feel that it would take a Christian? If a Christian is on and off in his word or on and off in his prayer life, and this is for real, because there's a lot of people that only read the Bible, you know what I'm saying, a few times a week, maybe. Some might only hear it at church. But how important is it for them to either hear the word, read the word? I don't care how they're hearing it. You know what I'm saying? How important is that? Will it make a difference in their life? That's what I want to ask you.
Man, I if I can just be transparent, there was a time where I wasn't consistent at all. And I mean that. There's been multiple times. And what happens is you find yourself backsliding. You know, you may not necessarily go back to smoking weed or drinking or clubbing or knocking somebody over the head, robbing banks, whatever your vice was. But you will find yourself backsliding in your mind with those thoughts.
Right.
Like, man, you know, I was making more money when I wasn't saved. Oh, man, why I got to keep paying these tithes and offering? Or, man, why I got to keep loving this person? Man, when I was back in the day, I would have knocked him over the head. Or, man, when I was stressing over, you know, not having this or that going right, man, I would have smoked a little one, you know, drink a little one, hooked up with this girl, hooked up with this dude, you know, whatever. You know, you find yourself thinking on those things, and you're backsliding in your mind.
Yeah.
You know, and so with that lack of consistency, man, you find yourself just dying away slowly. Ooh. It's just like Lauryn Hill sang in that song back in the day, man. You find it killing you softly.
And, hey, it's a sniper. You know what I'm saying? Real quiet. What is that? Is that what they call the silent gun?
Yes, man. Silencers. You know?
Silencer. It's a silencer. So while there's a whole bunch of noise around you, see, this is the cool thing, man, about God, man. Being in prayer, I'm going to say this, being in prayer as Christians and reading your word is as vital to you as you eating.
Right.
And the word of God even talks about that. Eat this word. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Fellowship. Look at Jesus, man. And I know Velvet's going to keep on giving his input on it. I'm going to talk about this later. Well, he's with me right now, so he's going to be with me when I'm talking.
Right.
So with the whole thing is Jesus did this stuff. Jesus was in his word. Jesus knew his word when the enemy came to tempt him.
Right.
Jesus did not say a word that came out of his own mouth, but he said words that came from the word of God.
Right.
Everything that he said was like, well, Satan was like, man, you could have this kingdom. Now, I'm going to say this, man. A lot of us, the devil is doing the same thing today. His tactics have not changed.
No.
He's going to show you, oh, man, you're lacking. When Jesus was lacking something, what did he show him? Oh, you hungry? Oh, man, turn these stones into bread. You could do that.
Come on, man.
Now, Jesus turning the stones into bread would not have been the sin. It was him submitting to what Satan told him to do.
Right?
Now, us getting money is not a sin.
Mm-mm.
But if we submit to what the devil is telling us to do to get that money,
mm-hmm.
then it's a sin. So what I'm saying is, the devil's going to do the same things. He said, what else did he say to him? He said,
I'll make you the ruler over, if you worship me, I'll make you the ruler over all that you see, basically. He set him in a high place and just
showed him the power. He showed him all the kingdoms of the world and said, look, if you bow down to me, you're going to see this. Now, what's crazy is, how did Jesus, hold up real quick. We're going to come back to that. But how did Jesus see that? How did Jesus see that stuff? All the kingdoms in the world.
Man.
He was messing with his mind.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because, like, there's no mountain that you can go on and see every kingdom of the world.
No.
You know what I'm saying? I'm just thinking about this stuff right now. But what he did was the devil tempted him, and Jesus combated him with. And see, and I'm going to say this again. It wasn't that him ruling all the kingdoms was bad, because he already did that.
Right.
He already does that. But the Satan said, if you worship me,
right.
And that's what he's all after, man. So let's be consistent. Let's go to this song, though, man. Talking about consistency. I like how God be doing this sometimes. Not all sometimes. He's a confirmation God. God is a consistent God. Amen. All
right.
But we got this song called Perseverance. Tell them a little bit about this, man.
Man, it's featuring one, my sister in the Lord, Inez Carter. Just, man, whatever. Persevere, whatever it is, you know, like when you're dealing with your dreams and when you're dealing with just your relationship with the Lord or whatever it may be, faithfulness at church, you know, even consistency overall in your life, whatever area it is, persevere, because trust me, you're going to be challenged. You know, as my dude was just talking about, the enemy, you know, he was tempting our Lord and Savior. So definitely he's going to tempt you. So if that be the case, man, you got to persevere. You got to hold tight to that word, the word of God, no matter what, and persevere anyway. And what perseverance means is pushing forward no matter what. I heard a wealthy man say a long time ago, he said, commitment means doing the thing you said you would do long after the mood you said it in had passed.
Oh, that's dope.
So be just persevere.
So let's get into that perseverance on Yada the King Radio. Let's go.
Can't stop my dreams from talking. They talk to me all night long. My head just won't stop thumping. Replaying like a repeat song. And the Lord reiterates purpose. Saying who you think you got it from. Keep me first, don't mind any spectators. When they're looking at you, staring at you wrong. I seek the kingdom first. Born again, boo, he broke the curse. Let my heart beat for him harder than a rap song. Harder than your very favorite rapper's verse. My life is more than hip-hop. I'm made for the gospel, baby. He didn't save hip-hop music. He saved me.
I'm finally starting to figure out your glory's all this life's about. All I see and all I hear is persevere, persevere. Just in your faith, I'll make a way for you. No weapon formed will hurt you. I'll be your shield around you.
Thought your boy was down for the count.
I tried to tell him a survivor, homie. I was only down getting my breath. Let's
now
go.
Everybody knew me, thought I'd die off in the hood. Hey. Not only am I live, but your boy doing good. Hey. I broke up off that box in the three and bought them chains. Hey. Now every day I live, man, it feel like a parade. Now every day like a parade. Every day like a parade. Now every day like a parade. Every day like a parade. Now every day like a parade. Every day like a parade. Now every day like a parade. Every day like a parade. I'm fresh off the blizzard. Your boy gets busy. The hood says she miss me. Like that boy Drizzy. Told her when I left that was the last she can kiss me. Now I'm on the mission trying to bring the hood with me. Thought I had it all, 14 with a couple grams. Sitting in the kitchen trying to turn it to a rubber band.
Hustled every day.
Float like brother man. Still on my grind, only now I got another plan. Where I'm from, man, you told that you ball and get dope. If you can't grip a ball, then you ball and flip dope. 14 in the hall, fist ball, no hope. Whole family on my back, if I fall, we all broke. Needless to say, I was a product of my city. Now I fly above the storm like the bird on my fitted. Now only God can stop me, and it's obvious he winning. And like an intro, this is only the beginning. Now everybody knew me, thought I'd die off in the hood. Hey. Not only am I live, but your boy doing good. Hey. I broke up off that box in the free and bought them chains. Hey. Now every day I live, man, it feel like a parade. Now every day like a parade. Every day like a parade. Now every day like a parade. Every day like a parade. Now every day like a parade. Every day like a parade. Now every day like a parade. Every day like a parade. I got my legs underneath me, nah, and I ain't trying to slow down. My wings spread, and I ain't trying to come down. Kick the dough up off the hinge, I'm talking kung pao. It's making sense to me, why you looking dumbfound? I signed up to die, my head was made for the guillotine. I don't fit this world, like a big boy in skinny jeans. Trying to get my faith like muscles on creatine. That old man dead and your boy, Billy Jean. I get wrong in my city, put on for my city. When I'm gone from my city, man, my home on my feet. When I ride through my city, man, I'm praying for my city. Cause them boys out the dirty money like Diddy. Any day I live is enough to celebrate. Could be sleeping in the pen, could be laying in the grave. Could've hit me with a case, could've hit me with a case. That's why any day I live, man, it feel like a parade. Now everybody knew me, thought I'd die off in the hood. Hey. Not only am I live, but your boy doing good. Hey. I broke up off that box in the free and bought them chains. Hey. Now every day I live, man, it feel like a parade. Now every day like a parade. Every day like a parade. Now every day like a parade. Every day like a parade. Now every day like a parade. Every day like a parade. Now every day like a parade. Every day like a parade. Now I'ma live every day like it's the very last one. Trying to leave a legacy like that we're a hundred. Hard work and faith in God, yeah, that's the recipe. Anything else is failure, don't you expect that from me. I got to keep it pushed, no matter what's up in front of me. And I got to go hard till the very last breath of me. Marching like a soldier, as long as these legs are under me. Until the Lord, he come for me, or till I'm buried underneath. Now everybody knew me, thought I'd die off in the hood. Not only am I alive, but you boy doing good. Hey. I broke up off that box in the free and bought them chains. Hey. Now every day I live, man, it feel like a parade. Now every day like a parade. Every day like a parade. Now every day like a parade. Every day like a parade. Now every day like a parade. Every day like a parade. Now every day like a parade. Every day like a parade. Hey.
Every day like a yeah, this is your boy Thizzle. You know what's up, man? Hey, sometimes I be clowning around doing Thizzle's voice, man. But that was him on the song, was called Parade. And yo, if these artists don't be giving me drops, I'm gonna make my own drops that say their name. Then they're gonna think it's really y'all. So you know what I'm saying? That's really what's up. If you an artist, you hearing the show and be like, man, I ain't send a drop in, shame on you. No, I'm just playing. That's what the homie Bishop Freeze, Mr. Freeze, man. He changing the name. My man Dwayne Parker, he would always say, shame on you. You know what I'm saying? And he's actually moving out the state, man. That's a good dude, man. He's really helped us get into a lot of different places, man. another pioneer out here in the Northwest, man. And we just appreciate it for what he's done, man. But let's do this, Vail. Let's talk about, man, for all those people that just heard some of your music, man, and it's like, yo, this is hot. I haven't heard this yet, you know what I'm saying? Or I have heard it, but I'm like, man, when is this joint dropping? Vail, tell them where they can go pick it up at, man.
Oh, easy. Pick it up on my website, www.velvetmusic.com. Velvet spelled V-E-L-L-V-E-T-T. Velvetmusic.com. V-E-L-L-V-E-T-T. music.com. Go straight to my website, download it there. Hit me up on Facebook, facebook.com/velvet V-E-L-L-V-E-T-T. Hit me up on there. I'll tell you how to get on it, tell you about all the live engagements that I have coming up.
Yeah.
Even hit me up on Twitter, all that stuff, man. That's basically how you get to the music.
And Twitter, Velvet Music. That's his thing. So V-E-L-L-V-E-T. You know what I'm saying? And he spins it on you, spits it on you quick, you know what I'm saying? But Vail, what's the project once again? What's the name for everybody that's looking for it?
Dream Big.
All right, so y'all need to get this project, man. Dream Big, velvetmusic.com. You can get it right there. How much is it, man?
It's for the $5 holla.
$5 holla. You know what I'm saying? So that means you're going to put it in and you're going to be, oh, man, this is a, and don't bootleg. Don't bootleg.
Don't do that.
You know what I'm saying? So go ahead and pick that up. Velvetmusic.com. What you got next on the horizon, man? What's coming up next? You, any tours, anything going on that you're trying to do right now?
Honestly, I'm looking for the right tour to be a part of, man. Basically, that's where I'm at. Looking for the right tour to be a part of to share my music on there. And then a tour where I can contribute. You know what I mean? Really make the tour much greater as an asset to the tour, not just a liability, you know. So I'm looking for a tour to be a part of. The things that I'm working on right now is finishing up this album. Got a bunch of ministry engagements between California, Spokane, Washington, Alabama. I'll be in Alabama in August, and potentially over in Atlanta, but definitely in Alabama. Come back for a ministry engagement down in California and High Mountain, California in September, and then down in Ontario, California in November. So that's pretty much what my calendar is looking like, other than a bunch of ministry engagements up here in the Northwest in between time.
So let me ask you this, man. If somebody's like, man, I'm feeling this ministry, I'm feeling this heart, how can they book you, man? I know you got an agency that they need to get in contact with. How can they do all that?
Oh, easy, man. Just talk to Yael Incorporated. Just go to their website, www.jaelinc.com. You go there, or else you can contact directly. Well, go there and then do that on the email, send an email to them, or you can contact my one of my booking reps directly. Her name is Erin Fleeks, and her number, I'm actually pulling it up right now.
Yeah, you good.
You can hit her up, you can email her erinn.fleeks, F-L-E-E-K-S, @gmail.com, or else you can call her up at 206-805-9990. So 206-805-9990. You can always hit her up that way or email her once again at erin.fleeks@gmail.com. erinn.fleeks@gmail.com.
That's what it is, man. So y'all want to stay in tune, please go support what we got going on. And speaking of supporting, he's one of our advertisers, so you probably heard his commercial. Go ahead and pick that up. Shout out to everybody that has advertised with us to help further what we are doing, man. We are just trying to be a platform for artists, man, from all over, and bring it out here in the Northwest, but also take the Northwest artists outside of our state, man. And that's really what it's all about.
That's right.
We're going to go to this track right here by the homie Sherrod White. Song is called Higher on Yacht of the King Radio. Let's get it.
Worldwide, that spread like fire. Only one job. Higher, 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 higher.
Now lift his name up.
Higher, 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 higher.
Stay strapped with the word. Satan to kill ya.
Yes.
World full of lies, cutthroats and gorillas.
gorillas. Hell. Hotter than summer, colder than winter. Every one of us fall, like the month of September. See, they throwing them stones, taking them shots. Shot this one thing, homie. God shall not be mocked. Can't name a regime that he hasn't stopped. Only one on the throne, and that is my pop. Don't let the media spiritually, culturally, socially do anything, baby, to defame the maker. No matter what they do, they can't stop the creator.
Let's go.
I think this world got it twisted, like Christ ain't listening, like Christ ain't watching.
Cause with him,
failure's not an option.
They taking shots at the throne, they thinking he retired. No matter what they say, there's only one Messiah. Believers worldwide, that spread like fire. Only one job, in the name of
higher, 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 higher.
Now lift his name up.
Higher, 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 higher.
Now lift his name up. Now who I'm talking about? Baby, the king of kings. He hold the universe. Yes. He running everything. He make the sun rise. He make it set. He put that breath in your lungs in case you didn't forget. No. He make the clouds funnel. The earthquake quakes. The seas roar. The sky breaks. All for his glory. It's a story. Don't you get it twisted. Not about you, something wrong. Better check your vision. I'm talking Christ.
Christ.
The great redeemer.
Redeemer.
Defeated sin. I do esteem ya, but silly man, we think we know it all. We very smart, smart enough just to fall. He gave us grace, yeah, he stood in our place. I deserve to see hell, but the Lord gave me faith. I was on death row, cause murder was the case. To the end of my days, I shall give his name praise.
Taking shots at the throne, they thinking he retired. No matter what they say, there's only one Messiah. Believers worldwide, that spread like fire. Only one job,
lift his name up.
Keeps me high and it keeps
Yeah. Had to take it back a little bit. Shanette Jones and Jay Robinson on Yacht of the King Radio. That was Real Love. And, man, let's get back on the topic of the day, man. We was chopping it up about that track. Or not that track, but just how Jesus was tempted. And he was consistent with the word, man. We right. talked about consistency in church, making sure we are not only consistent in going to church, but growing in church. That's what I always say, man. I could care less if you go to church, but if you're not growing, then it's a problem. So that's another area that we got to be consistent in, is in growing. Now, I know you heard this a lot, Bill. Hey, I'm going to church and I'm just not being fed there.
Right.
What do you got to say about that right there?
Leave. You're not being fed. And when I say you're not being, I would put it this way. There's two reasons why you would not be fed. One, either the pastor or the ministers are not preaching the word, the unadulterated word of God. Or two, you're not accepting it. Those right. are the only two reasons why you're not being fed. One, it's either they're not feeding you good word, or two, you're not opening your mouth to receive it. You know what I'm saying? But if you're really open and you're really receptive, you really want, you know yourself better than I know you. If you're really looking to eat that word, then, you know, I would say go to a church that's preaching and teaching holiness and that Bible. That's really teaching and preaching the Bible and holiness. Not just good feeling, not just prosperity, but life.
Yeah. Life. I like that. You know right. what I'm saying? But now let's say this. I would say this though. Just like he said, there's two reasons why you have not been filled, or you feel like the pastor is not hitting you right. The second one was the first one that you said was what? The pastor either may not be giving the word strong enough.
Yeah, either the pastor or the ministers are not feeding good word.
Or number two, you're not being consistent in your studying of the word. Now let me say this. If you're not being consistent yourself, don't expect nobody to grow you up. There's no way that a pastor can grow you up in God. Now, he could speak the word of God to you. But see, like Vail was saying, if you're being non-recipient of the word. Mm-hmm. If you're just saying, hey, I'm going to church, and the pastor's talking and you're not even listening, you're like, well, I don't, you know, the pastor's cool, but I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Like, let me just, man, this let me go to the bathroom again. You know, you're just mm-hmm. up, moving. Don't expect the pastor to get up and go to you personally and be like, hey, man, I need you to pay attention.
Right.
Because the word of God is going to require you to study to show yourself approved. You're going to have to grow in the word of God by your study. And the thing that I wanted to say about that is we have to get in the word for ourselves. Mm-hmm. Going to church will not grow you at all.
No.
There'll be some things that challenge you, but it will not grow you. Right. So that's why it's important for us to be in the word for ourselves, as Vail said.
And the thing is, you can grow. Like, if you're at church and you're not necessarily in the Bible, you can grow. However, your growth is not going to be like it's supposed to be if you're not putting forth the effort to get in yourself.
That's right. It won't. It's like this, man. It's like planting a seed. I can give you a seed and put it in your hand. If you don't put that seed in the place where it's supposed to go, it's not going to work.
Right.
You just got a seed sitting there. But if you go put that seed in some good soil,
right,
and you water it, you know what I'm saying? You do all that for that seed, then the consistency of you actually working that seed is going to produce a growth from that seed.
And look at it this way, too, man. Like I was saying, like, there's two ways that you're not growing or you're not being fed right or whatever the case is. It's one that either the pastor or ministers are not feeding you like the right word, you know, which is the word itself, or two, you're not receiving it. Look at it this way. One, you're a seed, so you need to be planted on good soil.
That's right.
And then two, the word of God is a seed, so it has to be planted on good soil. So you got to make sure you're good soil. If you're looking for good soil to be planted in, or a ministry to be planted in, then you also have to be open to receiving the word of God so that the word of God can be planted in you, and both you and that church ministry can grow effectively.
Man, that's good right there. What he said was good, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, and you have to put yourself, like you said, in a position where you can grow.
Right. Got to.
It takes consistency, man. What's some other areas that we can think about as far as just being consistent? I mean, even with music, not only music, but as ministry-driven artists, because that's what we are supposed to be. And if you don't like it, oh well. But that's what we're called to be. We're called to be ministers in whatever God has gifted us in. That's really the whole, that's our purpose in life. Right. Whatever God has gifted us in, we're supposed to utilize that and use that for God's kingdom to bring glory to God. That's what we're supposed to do. So for the person that's like, hey man, I'm great at being a builder. There's nothing wrong with being a builder.
No, absolutely not.
But you're supposed to take that and you, Jesus was a builder.
Right.
His dad was a builder. You know what I'm saying? His grandpa was probably a carpenter. You know what I'm saying? Like, they ran in a line. But what I am saying is this. You have to be consistent with whatever God has given you. And how can we as artists be consistent with what we have?
You know, as an artist or a builder or administrator or, you know, a teacher or a doctor or you know, a detention officer, whatever your ministry is. And keep in mind, you know, all that we do is ministry. The Bible says, you know, whatsoever things you do, do as unto the Lord. So it's all ministry, whether it be for profit or non-profit, it's ministry. And I say that for all those people who be saying, oh, you know, man, you're supposed to be for ministry, man. Not supposed to be getting paid from it. That's foolish thinking. You might want to study that word, you know. But what I'm saying is that whatever you're invested in, you know, do it with all that you got, you know what I mean? And do it as unto the Lord, you know. Yeah, be consistent, but, you know, really, you know, put your whole self into that, you know, to really make it great. And nobody that is a builder has ever built something and or it's not supposed to build something and not finish it.
Right.
That's like an unfinished house, you know what I mean?
Not only that, I guarantee the first thing you build should not be the best thing you built.
No. Not if you're still... No. The first thing you built should be the best thing you built if you stopped there. If you're still going...
That's good.
No.
That's good.
No. The next thing should be better than the first one.
All right, man. So we want y'all to be consistent in everything you do, man. If you feel like, man, hey, man, I haven't really been consistent, know that God brought this message to you for you to do something with it. You know what I'm saying? If you're looking at it and saying, hey, I need to be consistent, take a step today in getting your word. Read another chapter. Read an extra verse if you just need to start at the verses, man.
Yes,
but be
sir.
Consistent, man. This is what we do. It's your boy, Don Christian, the Warrior.
And Velvet.
That's right, man. And you are tuned in to Yada the King. We out of here, y'all.
Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I Yada the King. Shabaka. King. I Yada the King. I Yada the King. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we Yada the King. Shabaka. King. We Yada the King. We Yada the King.
You want the show on the go?
Get the Yada the King radio app.
The quickest way to have the latest episodes wherever you are.
Available at the App Store and Android Marketplace.
Search Yada the King Radio and download the app.
Features include quick call-in, easy streaming, and downloading.
And one-touch Facebook and Twitter connection.
Only $1.99. That's right, only $1.99.
Support and get yours, fam.
Don't hesitate and don't wait.